Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
We are led to understand that those who are given the office of ruling in the New Testament church must do so with a completely different mindset than those who were declaring the law written in tables of stone. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, that is a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Scriptures tell us of one who has come not only as the sin-bearer and redeemer of his people, but as their example in all things. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. He alone is the shepherd of his flock. He does not turn it over to others, but rather directs the keeping of his sheep to those who are not instructed to be the lords over his heritage, but rather examples to them in both word and deed. He directed his apostles in this work, and most famously committed such into the hands of Peter, saying, "Feed my sheep." When we look at the word which is translated as shepherd in 1 Peter 2:25, we discover that it is only translated once in the King James Version as pastors, and even then it is plural. Yet there is almost a cottage industry of men who claim to be the pastor of their church and who generally relish the thought of being addressed by some title befitting their supposed status. Such a consideration is built out of a tradition rather than the Holy Scriptures. May we return to him who is the shepherd of our souls. He is the shepherd of his sheep and the door by whom they go in and out, finding pasture as he sees fit to give them. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Both the fold and the sheep belong to him. He is the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. No sacrifice was too great, for he determined to lay down his life in order to preserve that of his flock. He contrasts the good shepherd with those who are but hirelings, or those appointed to lead the flock while he is away. To a man they will fail the flock, apart from their preservation by the good shepherd. Paul wept bitter tears in reminding the Ephesian elders of this fact. The church is his flock, which he has purchased with his own blood. He knows them that are his. He is the great shepherd. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Those priests which ministered under the old covenant could not continue their ministry by reason of death. Yet this one who is the great shepherd ever liveth to make intercession for his sheep, having triumphed over death and led captivity captive. His presence at the right hand of the Father demonstrates his eternal advocacy in their behalf. For Christ is not entered into holy places made with hands, which are figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He is the chief shepherd. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Christ told his disciples that if he went away, that he would come again to receive them unto himself. Upon this testimony hangs all of our hope for the future. Until then, Peter exhorts those under-shepherds not to do so for earthly gain, but rather to be examples unto the flock which Christ has both purchased and will come again to be reunited in body and soul with them. He is the bishop, that is, overseer of their souls. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. While Diotrephes seeks such titles, Christ is the minister of righteousness to the sons of God, and he will lose none of those for whom he has come to call. Have you heard the shepherd's voice?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.